number.
I'm incensed about this as a Southern Coast resident.
What?
With the light rail. First of all, no one down the southern end is going, oh, we so desperately need a light rail. No, we don't. Mm. There's signs everywhere saying no to the light rail. No one can understand why or how this is going to work. And it's been revealed overnight with a TMR.
It's about as popular as the Tokyo Olympics, really, isn't it?
Well, well said.
As
absolutely.
Black jelly beans, yeah.
Well, for example, Exhibit A, Your Honour, how's Southport going?
Yeah, it just was horrible. I worked in Southport while they were putting it through and it just choked the place. I saw so many businesses just disappear, never to return. Mm. Look, you know, personally, I think it's great to drop all those Brisbane people into surface paradise, but don't bring them down to the good bits of the
coast. Don't you dare bring them down and let us know about the good bits. No, we don't want it. There's a lot of beautiful shops around there that the locals really support. They will struggle. Now, this is really bad. Are you ready for this?
Come on.
Go.
Well, this is going to really intense you if you are.
Is this the bit that gets you cranky?
Okay. 1-300-925-666.
Okay.
Go.
The Gold Coast Highway, which I'm sure you're stuck in right now, congested right there in that Palm Beach area. Mm. Are you ready for this? Oh, yeah. It's going to be reduced to one lane each direction for stage 4. This is from 19th Ave. To all the way through to Palm Beach Ave.
Ooh.
So they're saying one direction each way. They're saying, oh, no, we're accommodating cars. That's why we're doing the M1 at Tjugan. That's not going to be ready for years to come. And so they're bringing it down to a single lane.
Oh, my God.
Then on the back street, say your Townsend Ave, your Malloway Drive, they're all going to be one way because there's going to be no park and ride.
Oh, my Lord.
Which is stupid because you're not going to get a bus to get the light rail. So they're going to be – now, if you've been down any of those streets, it is chockers anyway with residents. It's going to be one way with angled parking down those streets to accommodate people
I've
for the light
word.
Rail. This is so infuriating.
What's the word? What's the word?
Vomit.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Oh, that's good. I like that.
Strong
Thank
word.
You. Well done.
I was expecting worse.
How
yes,
vivid.
But, for example, right, where all these high-rises are, as we know, Palm Beach is now the new Dubai.
Yeah.
Where these high-rises are used to be a family of 4.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's a family of 600.
Just well said.
Right?
Yeah.
So where are they
that's
all coming
ugly.
Out of? This is just stupid.
Yeah, if that family wants to go north now, they've got to go backwards to Mooloolah to get in the back of a
Thank
cube.
Thank you. Exactly
It'll be single
right.
lane.
You have to try to get to the back streets. It's just ridiculous. We spent years, over 10 years ago, remember the bus lanes,
yep.
waiting for that. So what's the go? Just put a bus lane
how
in.
How long did the stage 2 of the light rail take? You know,
Forever.
Like how long was surface? Was it around about 18 months, Surface Paradise?
It seemed like, yeah.
It was
a
long
time. I was working
in the
Chevron Renaissance then for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
And mate, I tell you what, it changes your behaviour as a pedestrian. So if you normally nip over to that shop and get your Sanger and you've got all of that cyclone fencing stopping you from crossing the road because there's holes in the ground, you go and you shop somewhere different.
Yeah,
but
that's
the thing
right.
is, you say because of it really hurt Southport and
it
Surface
did.
Paradise.
It really did.
I tell you what, not every one of those shops along Palm Beach is taken at the moment either.
No, I know. That's a very fair point. Now,
Thank
they want
you.
To make it also pedestrian friendly and have pedestrian bridges and they want to, you know, make it an urban hub for the outside dining. I mean, no one's going to get there anyway. No one wants it. So many people's land, their front, you know,
yep.
Areas have been reduced now as well. We want to know, is this infuriating
is
you
it vomit?
As much as it's infuriating me? Or as Spider said, if you just were to ring up and say vomit. Look, it's fine if you still have the flow of traffic of people who have cars who need to get places who don't want to get a bus to the light rail. To say that there's not going to be parking for the light rail, mm-hmm. that it's going down to one lane in each direction, that the side streets are going to be one way so we can accommodate the parking for the light rail users. I mean, it's an absolute joke.
This can I ask a quick question, Bridge?
Yes, please.
Because you live down that way.
Yes, I do.
Would you like to see it when it's fully completed? If you could fast forward 10 years
no.
and say it's okay. So you're not a fan of the light rail as it is.
I'm not a fan at all.
Okay.
I mean, that's what buses are for. I don't understand why we need the light rail. If you do, take it another direction. Now, this is what Tom Tate, our mayor, he did say recently, it's going ahead whether you like it or not. Councillor Daphne McDonald has said it's going to ruin the area. We want to know what you have to say about
yeah.
this. And people are fired up. Cole from Reedy Creek, what's your main concern?
Exactly what you're saying, Bridge. What is Tom Tate thinking?
Thank
really,
you.
He's going to kill the bottom end of the Gold Coast. Why do everyone come to the bottom end of the Gold Coast, Coolangatta, all that area there? It's a World Heritage surfing area as well.
Yep.
It's a surfing town. What are they thinking? They're bringing in skyscrapers down there. I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm over it. Well said, Cole.
Well said, Cole. I'm a fan of it. I think the light rail is great. I think it's really helped out and definitely for tourists to get around. I know everyone's gone for buses. I think in 10 years it'll be fantastic.
There are no tourists. I know, but they're just stupid.
I'll be back.
Ron and Bigger Waters, what do you think?
Guys, I agree with Spider. I reckon it's going to be great for the southern end of the coast. And at the moment, it is great for the northern end of the coast up where Spider and I live. Because it keeps all the protesters and whingers down the southern end.
You're just an idiot. You stay in Bigger Waters, mate, because I don't want you anywhere near my suburb.
It's vomit.
Yeah, there
we
are.
That's what it is. Thank you, Ronnie.
And you know what? It's time to sick 'em, Karen. Karen from Palm Beach. This is the lady that started the light rail fight, not the best fan of Tom Tate and vice versa. Karen, this is a disgrace, isn't it?
It is an utter disgrace, and there is no way the southern community is going to let it get through Jalurgle or across Tullabudger Creek. We are not going to let it happen.
Okay.
What do you think about the lanes each way and the one-way streets?
Well, it's funny because I actually posted this information 6 days ago on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
And now now the media have got onto it. So if anyone wants the truth about the light rail, just follow my Facebook page, which is called The Light Rail, What They're Not Telling You.
Yeah.
So 6 days ago, I posted this. But it's not just this debacle of traffic and one lane and angled parking in side streets. It's the koalas at Jalurgle. It's the construction phase that will destroy small business. The whole idea is one big vomit bridge.
I love it. I love that. But can I just quickly ask... Is your real name Karen?
Everyone knows, stop.
Karen, is this is what you're referring to as the tram scam?
Look, one of my best followers calls it the tram scam, and it really is. It is a joke. It's been a joke from the beginning. We actually also knew that the real cost was going to be $150 million per kilometre 4 years ago. We produced a flyer and circulated it through the area.
Yeah.
Now, if we could do the mathematics 4 years ago, what the hell has the state government been doing? And don't really blame Tommy. It's the state government behind this push for the light rail. It's Mark Bailey. That is who we need.
That dirty rat.
I know. Tom's hiding behind the name Tram Scam.
And that sums it up. I call it the $1 billion debacle. That's what I call it. One big bucket for the $1 billion debacle.
Well done.
Karen, I don't often always agree with you, but I really admire your passion and your fight.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your call. You've won a date with Tom Tate.
Hey! And a go-kard to get there.
I'll bring my tomatoes.
Oh.